Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, if you just joined us, America is really starting to wake up to the fact that the federal government is trying to scare and persecute people. Libertarians, conservatives, you name it. The Homeland Security documents for the last 4 years, 5 years, that we broke and covered ad nauseum, they're training to shoot guys in John Deere hats with paper targets and five-year-old kids. That's what Homeland Security wants in the, you know, in the targets they pay for. And the manuals say your new enemy is not Al-Qaeda. It's gun owners, it's libertarians, it's returning veterans. And that's now all been mainstream news. It's taken me 5 years almost just to get people to even look at all the training manuals that started coming out as soon as Obama got in. And, I mean, you're sitting here reading this stuff where they're preparing for war with you. They're buying thousands of armored vehicles. They're publicly training billions of bullets. And then Rachel Maddow goes out and laughs and says, Republicans, don't listen to Alex. And then now they're having congressional hearings. A couple of years later, they've been trying to suppress this. And now they're coming out just desperately lying. The White House is. The White House, you know, writes the Media Matter stuff, saying that I said Obama sent the tornado. I was just answering callers' questions, saying, yeah, they've got weather modification. You know, here's National Geographic, here's Associated Press, but this is probably a real tornado. Now, I'm disagreeing with the person, but nicely, and using it as a way to illustrate, but there is massive weather modification going on. So maybe inadvertently with all this modification going on, maybe it's making less tornadoes, because there's been less the last 60 years, USA Today reported. Will you guys print me that again, please? Obviously, that's a conspiracy theory, but that's what NOAA says. And then I was on a talk show, and they said, you mean the guy with the big white beard? Yeah, that's not the national weather, national oceanic weather administration, or what's it stand for? I don't know. Maybe that doesn't exist either. I made that up. I said they got a weather modification bureau in Congress. Maybe NOAA doesn't exist. Just, it's crazy that they're lying this much to people and twisting things, and that they're worried about Infowars.com. And I guess they should be worried. I went for an exercise this morning to the local park, and every person, I've got to start, just because it takes my time up, I've got to start wearing, even when I wear a hat and glasses, people recognize my gorilla walk. Every person I walked by said they were a listener. Every person. I only walked by about 10 people. Every person was stopping me and trying to shake my hand. The New World Order is in deep trouble if a little old me has reached this many people. And I don't know where the numbers are, because it shouldn't be that many of the audience we have. We have a big audience, but it shouldn't be that. Yeah, and about three of the people were like, I love that Piers Morgan thing. That's my favorite deal. Not that Piers Morgan's big, but that it aired everywhere. I mean, every TV, radio, you know, everybody covered that. It was a huge news event. One of the biggest stories of the year so far. And that's why they're so upset, and that's why they're so scared, because they're spying on everything. They know the numbers. They know how the audience is tuning in. I don't know why it's so big. I can't actually find numbers that high. But you'd think as many people that know the show and listen to it, it's like 100 million people or something. But I don't know. I can't find those numbers. I guess it's kind of like YouTube and all the rest of it firing bullets that ricochet forever, kind of like in Star Wars instead of the trash compactor. It just keeps bouncing around. I think that's what it is there's just so much stuff out there, so much I've said, and then people see stuff I did 10 years ago, and they're like, well, that all came true. I think I just answered my own question. The thing is, it's really creepy, but I'm just trying to gauge why the White House is attacking us every day now through their surrogates. And they're doing it because we know what they're up to, and we know, and we're teaching people not to trust them. And we're teaching people they're criminals. And we're teaching people they're tyrants. And Obama's like, there's no tyranny. Don't look. Trust me. Hand in the guns. Never mind the army I'm building against you. Yeah, the manual says we're going to put you in a re-education camp. Don't mind that.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
All right, now into hour number two. Coming up, we're going to get into some key medical news and the March on Monsanto that kicks off tomorrow. And we have a special report that we're going to try to get to as well. I need to get to Roger Ailes' letter to Fox employees about the tyranny that they're under and how it's illegal. We have a government openly arresting members of the federal government who just give their opinion on policy with North Korea. Totally legal, totally lawful. Even the liberals at AP are freaking out about this. And if people go along with this, it's over. This is the criminal activity of a mafia. Loris Lerner, it's now come out in public letters, of course, knew and was involved in the targeting of conservative organizations, which she's denied. She's taken the Fifth Amendment as well, but previously flapped her lips dealing with. This is a big issue. Bernanke out by August. QE ends. Rates up. A crash will then occur. The Wall Street Journal is reporting. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to... Let me tell you, when they stop QE3, it's kind of like, do you want to be shot by a firing squad or fed to the lions. You know, it's kind of like QE3 is bad for devaluation of the dollar, but then not having it, the economy will implode. I mean, it's darned if you do and up the creek if you don't. It is a more Frenchy-filed way of saying that. But the point is, sounds better, but this is some of what we got. We got the New York Times. Why rational people buy into conspiracy theories? You mean why rational people don't believe known congenital liars of the New York Times that said Bilderberg didn't exist and I was a schizophrenic? Now it exists, but I'm crazy to want to cover 150 world leaders and royalty meeting illegally with elected politicians carving up the world. That's come out in court cases. They've arrested people involved with Bilderberg, you know, for Lockheed Martin jet scams, you know, weapons deals. I mean, you know. But, oh, I'm crazy. Oh, there's no bullets. Oh, there are 2 billion bullets. There's no armored vehicles. There's no manual saying that the new terror threats returning veterans and gun owners. Now it's all official. See, they want to stall you. There's no Fast and Furious. Oh, well, there is one, but it's an accident. Really, the memo says you did it to blame the Second Amendment. Well, never mind that. We declare executive privilege. Take the Fifth. We don't target the Tea Party. Oh, here you are on MSNBC 4 years ago saying, target them, calling for the IRS to target them. Oh, here's the letters where you bragged about it. I take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, this is the game they play of ridiculing us and laughing at us. Well, here, let me laugh at you. Oh, you have no audience. You're imploding on yourself. And sure, Matt Al, you can play a clip. We played it earlier going, we've got nuclear missiles. So what if we've got bullets? We can get, and of course, that's what Al Sharpton always says. We got drones and missiles. You rednecks think you're going to buy guns down in the South? It's racist to own a gun. It's like crackers do that. Basically what he's saying, trying to make it racial to want to own a gun. When it's just about everybody being able to defend themselves. And, you know, Fox Sports people going, the Klan is for gun ownership. Yeah. Oh, really, it was the Klan that got gun laws passed to disarm black people. We're done. We're done fighting with each other. We're done being lied to by you people. We're tired of your divide and conquer. We know what you're doing. Political correctness is dead. You may have a bunch of drooling lemmings that don't know how to wipe their own hind end following you, but the thinkers are thinking, and we're getting smarter and more aware every day, and now the collective of individuals is watching everything you do and disdaining you and exposing you, and you are hemorrhaging out. Your ratings are, you are a shadow of the shadow of the shadow. You're over. You're done. No amount of stage shootings. No amount of nukes going off in Chicago to be blamed on patriot groups. No amount of false flags will put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Okay? Now, she goes on. I already played part of this, but in the interest of time. So she says that I say Sandy Hook didn't even happen. That's not what I say. I say it needs to be investigated because there's evidence that they stood down and let the guy attack. And they tried to blame American gun owners for what happened, just like Senator Winehouse said Midwesterners not paying carbon taxes are causing the rest of the country to have problems and that they don't want to bail out Oklahoma as if Oklahomans are bad people because they're in a red state. Okay? This is what's going on. This is what's happening. They're desperate. And so they come out and say, we just played it. In the interest of time, the full video is up on InfoWars.com that I said giant wasp aliens live under the... They'll probably edit that out and say I said that. I did not say that. I did not say the hurricane was sent by Obama or the tornado was sent by Obama. Callers asked me and I said there are weather weapons, which are all over the news. And last hour I showed you like 10 different mainstream news articles, National Geographic, Daily Mail, Congressional Record. So first they said on Tuesday and Wednesday that there's no weather weapons and I'm a kook. Then they went to saying that I said Obama sent the tornado and that how dare Republicans, because they know, because they get White House talking points, my talking points of just research and reality, now via DrudgeReport.com and other places, and the syndicated show and the internet, InfoWars.com, people are now going, okay, there's congressmen listening right now, their constituents are listening, FM-39.40, internment resettlement operations for in the U.S., how to put you in a FEMA camp, how to re-educate you? Let's have hearings about this. Let's have hearings about the RAND Corporation plan for a national stability occupation force under UN. That report's right here. You don't want to discuss that, do you? So let's go ahead and go to the rest of the Maddow clip where she lies to her audience, plays a clip of me saying, yeah, we don't know if government did it because they've got the power to do it, one thing out of context, and then lies to her audience because she thinks you're an idiot. Here it is.
Preschool and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever. It's the same guy who says the Boston bombing was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia space shuttle disaster actually happened. He doesn't believe there was actually an Oklahoma City bombing. Naturally, of course, he also knows and sells the idea that 9/11 was an inside job.
All right, let's hit pause. I covered the San Francisco Chronicle that reported the FBI coming and seizing a video that a guy shot on his Meade telescope of a laser beam, because a laser beam's got to be on for a while. They're not powerful enough yet to just one burst, at least the ones we've seen. It's coming in for, it's still up in space. It's coming in over the West Coast. It's over California. It goes over Nevada. A guy in Nevada films the laser beam shooting because he wanted to film it coming in because it's above the Earth, so the edge of the sun hits it. Even though it's dark, you can see it. I've seen the space shuttle, and I was like, okay, it's coming over now. Let's go out and look at it. It's a clear night. We used to go out to the desert when I was a kid. And, you know, watch the space shuttle come over. You can see it. You see space stations, you name it. Next, she'll say there's no space stations because she thinks you're dumb. And the guy saw a green laser and filmed it. And the FBI raided him and took it. I just reported on that. So they said that the space shuttle doesn't even exist, according to her. That's how dumb they think you are. See, everything she says is a lie. I didn't say there's giant wasp under the building. I didn't say that the space shuttle didn't ever happen. I didn't say that Sandy Hook and all that didn't happen. Oklahoma City didn't happen. I mean, this is the most desperate flailing I've ever seen to try to get Republicans to stop looking into what we're covering. If it's discrediting Republicans so good, you should encourage them to keep looking into what I'm saying. By the way, it's confirmed, Associated Press and Reuters, the two FBI agents involved in the anti-terrorism team with the bombing that were there when the bombing happened in the drill, they're the ones that died earlier in the week in that other drill. And then I told you the witnesses, the friends of the brothers would start dying, and you notice, we're not going to say why he was under questioning and shot in the head. That's all you need to know. I told you, this is a botched deal, folks. They're running scared. And if they're ever going to kill me over something, it'd be the Boston bombing. Because that was a drill, a stand down, Saudi Arabians being flown out, that the White House secretly meeting with people. They got caught lying about that. They're desperate. Let's go back to this clip. Here it is. Of a Maddow.
That must be faked, too. The conspiracy continues. In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Monday's devastating, record-breaking tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, killed 24 people and flattened a community. Just devastating. Devastating, right?
And what does he do?
But now, I am not kidding, these same conspiracy theory folks are peddling the idea that the tornado was a conspiracy as well. Seriously, the tornado was a conspiracy.
And, you know, tornadoes are way down. Of course, they lie and say they're way up to try to get carbon taxes. I don't know if this was a weather weapon or not, but they can, with the right weather conditions, they can create and steer groups of tornadoes. And people 50 miles out as these storm systems, and they see aircraft in and around the clouds spraying and doing things. If you saw that, you better bet your bottom dollar they did this. But who knows if they did? You know, that's the thing.
Who knows? Who knows if the U.S. government uses a secret made-up weather weapon that only exists in the mind of, yeah.
I mean, only exists in, right? Congressional
here's
funding.
Here's the other thing. Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics. His crackpot theories shouldn't prompt actual hearings in Congress, and they shouldn't inspire actual legislation in Congress, and you shouldn't do a money bomb on his show when you are running for Congress. Do not fundraise on this theater of the absurd by showing yourself to be one with this guy. Really. He says the tornado was a conspiracy. the tornado. Can we agree that it's over now, Republicans, going on a show?
Please,
really?
Please don't go on, please.
Please
shut him down. Don't look. Don't listen to him, huh? He's got our number. Get away from him. Whatever you do, don't look at him.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that I believe there's giant insects living under the UN building running things, I got some oceanfront property I want to sell you.
If you leave,
so does George Strait.
I won't miss.
Like, I don't just have oceanfront property. I have the UN building with giant wasps living under it. Man, you watch that 4-minute attack.
Girl,
it's all lies. And it's like, who? The White House is writing this stuff? For Media Matters, it's on record.
Now,
this is the best they can do?
I got some
giant red wasp property on Lower Manhattan. And from my front porch you can see Rachel Maddow's mustache. Oceanfront property in Arizona. You buy that, I'll throw Janet Reno in free. You'll buy that, I'll throw Big Sis in free. Imagine being locked up in a house with them for about a year. They're so unhappy, they're trying to run around and ruin everybody's lives. And they lecture us and tell us, hey, remember a few weeks ago, we weren't spying on the Tea Party. That's a conspiracy theory. Hey, did that work, scum? Did that work, trying to shut us down on that? We're done, scum! Okay, I'll go to hell before I'll be your minion. I don't know, that's a figure of speech. I don't want to go to hell. You know what I mean? I mean, just you people are a joke, and I will not be dominated by some bossy twit like you shaking her finger and going, really, Republicans? Really? Stop it! Stop it! Get him off me!
So the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever. It's the same guy who says the Boston bombing was also fake.
Yeah. Oh, man. These people will be defeated. I have disdain for these people. They're so pathetic and fake. They think you're stupid. They want to shackle your mind. I want to see you unleashed. Excuse me. I wanted to originally get him on last week, but he couldn't come on. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, one of the biggest compounding pharmacists in Colorado, owns some big natural cosmetic companies. Very successful guy. And he joins us now. This is a short segment. Long segment's coming up. He joins us via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners obviously will hear him audibly, but where the giant wasp live inside your ears. I'll probably clip that and play that tonight and say it's real. Like your audience doesn't know you're a pack of liars is why they're all tuning out. Anyways, just keep lying to them. So see how that works for you. Okay. But I got to stop here. I was really relishing that. I want to get into the serious issue of brain cancer's up. Are we going to have our brains removed? Colon cancer's up. We're going to have our colons removed. Breast cancer skyrocketing. Why not ask why it's skyrocketing instead of saying it's gene? Yeah, you can be predisposed with a gene that if certain things are in the environment, you'll get cancer. But how about you do what it takes to mitigate that instead of mutilating yourself preemptively? And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the March on Monsanto tomorrow. But we only got a few minutes left here. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, talk show host here on Genesis, InfoWarsHealth.com advisor. What do you make of Maddow lying and saying that I'm saying 9/11 didn't happen, Oklahoma didn't happen, period, that giant wasps live under deals? And she didn't say it was satire and that I said Obama sent the tornado. I said none of that. I talked about weather weapons that are in National Geographic article. I mean, what does that signify from Janet Reno's daughter?
Does anybody take Rachel Maddow seriously? I can't imagine how anybody takes a single thing she says seriously. It's very difficult to listen to her, but if you do listen to her, she's a mouthpiece. She's a spokesperson for the New World Order, for the globalists, and I don't pay any attention to
her. You don't like being lectured by P. Brian?
No, I don't like being lectured by her. I don't even like looking at her or listening to her. I avoid Rachel Maddow at all costs, and I always have. But you know what, Alex? You're waking people up. You're bringing a lot of light to places that haven't had light in centuries, really. And people are, and the mainstream is getting freaked out. And you can't blame them. People are waking up, and that's what we're here to do.
And you're going to talk more conspiracy theory here. You know, you're going to tell people why they don't need to have their brain removed. I mean, because brain cancer is up. Why not just preemptively have all our brains removed?
Really? If you got a cancer of the head, chop your head off. You know, and I'm not being facetious. Doctors will tell you if you got you're predisposed to ovarian cancer, just take out your ovaries. Predisposed to breast cancer, let's hack them off. Do you have any idea how traumatic a mastectomy is to the human body? Human body doesn't know it's being operated on in a surgery operating theater. It thinks it's being eaten by a lion. And when you get your breast hacked off, it goes through the same stress response it would go through as if a wild animal were eating you. The last thing you ever want to do is have a surgical procedure prophylactically or preventatively. You don't want to have a surgical procedure.
They told my grandmother to have her breast removed like 5 years ago, and she didn't do it, and she's fine right now. I tell you what, stay there, extremist. Stay there. more evil straight ahead. Whatever you do, don't listen to the show. Don't look at the Boston bombing photos. Only do what Rachel Maddow says.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Waging war on corruption,
on
crashing through the lies and disinformation. InfoWarriors transform and roll out.
This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on.
Thank you, Hank Williams, bringing us in.
Dragging on over.
Dragging on over. And we haven't gotten Hank Williams Jr. on yet, but I've confirmed he's a listener, and so is his son. The wild man, Hank the Third, looks just like Hank Williams the First. Do you know Hank Williams survived one of the farthest falls ever off a mountain? Bounced off his head, split his whole head open, Hank Williams Jr. The brain was out, and he still survived. Pretty interesting, huh? Little, what do you call it? Trivia on Bocephus. Factoids of Bocephus factoid. This Bocephus factoid brought to you by InfoWarsHealth.com. By the way, InfoWarsHealth.com has almost 400 incredible products. The lowest price you're going to find anywhere on longevity products. Free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a toll-free number there. And I will say this. The Tangy Tangerine also has boosted my cravenness. Craven, I guess, means kind of bad crazed. My goodly crazed. Google craze, whatever you want to call it. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. 888. Now, scroll back down there. I'm going to give that number out again. 888-789-9277. If you want to call and got any questions about the different products and stuff, got a great team trained on all the stuff there. Interviews with NBA legend Theo Ratliff and interviews with Ben Fuchs and others that are all up there, video interviews, InfoWarsHealth.com. And your purchase there really makes Rachel Maddow incredibly angry. Now, we better get to our guest because he sent me, let's not exaggerate, can we have a document cam over here, guys? It looks like 300, 400, I don't know, 500 pages of exhibits. It's right over there. It's right up there up in the corner, yeah. For TV viewers, and we're going to go over all these exhibits that are over here. Okay, so we're getting into the hardcore extremism that we shouldn't ask why breast cancer is up 2,000 to 3,000%, depending on the type, leading the world in the U.S., but the whole Western world. Why testicular cancer? Why pancreatic cancer? Why esophageal cancer? Why brain cancer? Every cancer exploding. Cancers didn't exist exploding. Pediatric cancer is up 10,000+%. No one wants to discuss why these blessings, these plagues, are upon us. The answer is, hey, you're predisposed to breast cancer? They're now talking about, at puberty, having girls have them removed. Pretty soon you won't be able to live unless your head's in a special globalist tank. That's the plan. Make things so deadly, then they'll have something that keeps you alive, but enslaved in their system. And that's what Monsanto and all the globalists admit. That's their medical tyranny model. They know the vaccines are causing the gut flora problem. Bill and Melinda Gates spend billions and patent to make money on medicalizing all that, and then how to let you survive. Everybody's going to have irritable bowel. Everybody's going to have Crohn's. Everybody's going to have... It's the new freedom. Everybody's going to be mentally ill. I'm sorry, Ben Fuchs, let's get into your exhibits here on Angelina Jolie, and they want $4,000 per woman with Obamacare paid. Go ahead, Ben, pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing with Angelina Jolie is really... It's kind of like a poster child for the utter insanity of the modern medical model. This is a woman who has a supposed genetic predisposition to breast cancer, which, by the way, is the result of toxicities like cigarette smoking and drinking booze and who knows what other kind of crappy lifestyle both her and her mother were undergoing, because the BRCA gene is mutations occur secondary to maternal malnutrition when the baby is in the womb. This is a woman who had her appendages lopped off, her breasts lopped off in what is one of the most severe surgical procedures a human being can undergo. All surgical procedures are severe, but having a mastectomy is especially traumatic, all in response to a mutation in her genetics that is secondary to a lifestyle issues. And this is
we have the same genetic lines we've always had. They're telling people, this is how it is. You have this. It's going to happen. But they know that it's when you go into this environment, then yes, it triggers that.
Yes, what they're not telling you is, yeah, the genetics are involved, but the genetics are secondary to the environment. This is what epigenetics is all about. And Doc Wallach, as a matter of fact, has a book coming out here in another month or two about this whole idea of epigenetics, that is, nutritional and lifestyle factors that are transcendent to genetics. Epi meaning superior to or transcendent to. This genetic model is a lie. It's an insidious lie. It is a lie that disempowers us and condemns us.
Well, let's explain it like this. Let's say you get so many replications in the DNA in your cell structure, and because of space rays, toxins of the environment, say 2,000 years ago in central Italy, or as an example, very long lived people even then. Let's say women were living to 85 or so if they didn't die when they were young. People actually live longer then, it's just that more children died. But if you live past 10, and people come up with these statistics. I know you know them, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. But if you have that going on, then sure, you're predisposed genetically to get a breast cancer when it's mutated so many times the cell has split so many times that finally it then generates the mutation, and then your body doesn't have the vitamins and minerals and nutrients there to deal with it, so it replicates, takes you over, because only the mutating cells can live in that environment now because you're winding down. But instead they go, oh no, all the kids are getting cancer because of bad genes. No, it's the radiation, it's the food, it's the garbage, the GMO. You know, these rats didn't have bad genetics that could fed GMO and get all these tumors. They don't say that there. They know it's the GMO.
It's the, you hit the nail on the head with the word environment, Alex. It's the environment that the genes are in. The genetics are nothing more than a blueprint that is reflective to the biochemical environment of the body. The biochemical environment of the body is secondary to nutrition, to food, to EMS, electromagnetic frequencies. There's all kinds of factors that are that conspire to change our body's genetics. It's not the genetics that count. It's what is causing the genetic changes, and that is where we have control. And that's why for the last 25 years I've been preaching the gospel of good nutrition. Alex, there is nothing more powerful on a physical level for changing the way we are, changing our biology, changing our biochemistry than the kind of nutrients we're getting or the kind of nutrients we're not getting.
Doc Wallach is almost 74 years old and he looks like he's 55, and you look like a Ken doll.
Well, I've been using, practicing what I preach for 25, 30 years. I've been using nutritional strategies. I'm in the skincare business. The point is, Alex, 75% of our healthcare costs are caused by chronic degenerative diseases that are unnecessary. We don't need to be subjected to chronic degenerative diseases if we understand how our bodies work, if we understand how to take care of our bodies. And the key component in all of this is nutrition, and in my opinion, nutritional supplementation. Now, there's a mental aspect, there's a spiritual aspect, there's an emotional aspect that have to take that we have to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. But physical standpoint, nutritional supplementation, good nutrition, and food is key. And when I say food, I mean not cooperating, not being complicit in eating the corporate swill. This is so, so important.
So wait. You're being an extremist right now. You're saying McDonald's and others.
We have a McDonald's in the airport at DIA. How in the world can McDonald's have the lines that it has is beyond me. I was looking at the folks who are lining up to get hamburgers, lining up to get their cheeseburgers, lining
addictive.
Up to get their french fries. They might as well be lining up for tickets to Auschwitz. They might as well be lining up for tickets to the gas chamber. They might as well be lining up for to participate in Obamacare and to participate in the modern medical model. We cannot accept business as usual when it comes to the foods that we're eating, when it comes to the corporate foods that we're eating, when
well,
it comes
think
to
of the fear. Think of the fear with Angelina Jolie.
Food, when it comes to participating in the mainstream model of health and welfare. We have to take our health, our welfare into our own account. We have to take our family's health and welfare into our own account. We have to take responsibility, and it begins, number one, with the kind of foods that we're eating, and number two, with the kind of nutritional supplements that we're taking.
Yeah, and I heard your Skype or whatever it is renegotiating. I think your computer flipped to internal microphone. You probably want to check that, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I think you went off your headset. Something happened there, so let's check that for a moment. But you sent me just hundreds of pages of news articles that I want to go through. So if you have those, you always prepare so much for the show. I want to talk about the exhibits that you sent us. And again, this is not our opinion, folks. Cancer and these degenerative diseases are skyrocketing in the Western world. And anywhere globalists are giving people GMO and putting fluoride in the water. And we know it's doing it. So they're going to hoax it and say, it's your genetics. Well, yeah, it's kind of like if you have genetics where if you eat the wrong kind of cholesterol, you're going to have a heart attack. Don't eat the wrong kind of cholesterol. But it's not like we're going to remove your heart because your dad died at 50 of a heart attack and you're predisposed to heart attacks, so we're going to remove your heart. You're like, well, you die. But see, the doctors, whenever they can hack off to get money, they will. And it's one thing to have something removed if you have cancer in it, okay? But, you know, the issue here is that we are being poisoned. Did we get his audio back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, so what would you have done if you were Angelina Jolie?
I would, first of all, quit smoking. That's the number one thing to do. I mean, if you want to assure yourself of participation in the medical model, go smoke cigarettes. She happens to be a chain smoker. Only God knows how much alcohol she's drinking on top of that. And by the way, Angelina Jolie is only 36 or 37 years old. She don't look very good. And I don't want to pile on Angelina Jolie. The poor woman just went through a severe surgery. But the fact of the matter is if we begin to take care of ourselves vis-a-vis nutrition, vis-a-vis exercise, vis-a-vis not participating and eating the corporate swill, if we start to participate in a healthy spiritual, mental, and emotional lifestyle as well, we will not have to participate in the medical model. And that should be our number one goal. Alex, we can't fight the New World Order if we're suffering from colon disease. We can't fight the New World Order if we have autoimmune disease. We can't fight the New World Order if we have heartburn and we're throwing up every time we eat, after every meal we eat. And this is the kind of health condition many Americans are dealing with. 75% of our healthcare costs, 3/4 of our healthcare costs, over $1 trillion, is spent on chronic degenerative disease, which in many ways is optional because it's secondary to lifestyle choices. And this is the message that I've been talking about for the last 25 years.
Okay, well, you sent me like 50 news articles. Let's run through these because you've obviously got them too. Let's go through these different articles. Where do you want to start first?
Let's start off with dementia and drug companies. I love this one. Big Pharma is now trying to profit off Alzheimer's disease by coming up with drugs that are supposed to help people with what is, at the end of the day, a degenerative disease that's secondary to how we live our lives. Go down to the fourth story, 1, 2, 3, 4. Eating less may slow down progression of dementia. Alex, if you had to pick one single strategy to increase your longevity and decrease the likelihood of degenerative diseases, it would be to simply eat less.
Well, let me stop you there. They've known for 30 years that they feed rats high nutrient, near starvation diets. They live 2-3 times longer, and they've different species of worms. They've had them live 8 times longer
by using nutrients and by reducing calories.
And by the way, that's what the elite's all doing, but we're not supposed to do it. We're supposed to go get our colons chopped out.
By the way, the elite get nutrients stuck in their veins intravenously. They don't mess around. They put IV nutrients in. That's, if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national nutrition.
Oh, yeah, all the real expensive clinics, because they're here in Austin, and I know rich people that go to them that are like 65, look like they're 30. I mean, I'm just not a medical guy, so I don't do it. That's what they get is vitamin C and all these nutrient bags.
Right,
it's
right
amazing. Yeah, yeah,
right,
just shooting
right
it, yeah.
Vein. We've known for 50 or 60 years that the less calories we eat, the longer we live. But we have an economy, economic system that runs on food. There's a really cool book called Empires of Food that talks about the history of food, how empires throughout history have been built on consumption of calories. That's why it is up to us, because the empire is not going to tell us this. The empire depends on us eating like it's going out of style. We have to start to participate in some of these strategies, and one of the easiest things we could do is reduce caloric intake. This, I don't know if you have this article up. Reducing caloric intake delays nerve cell loss.
You know, I don't, because I was given these in big stacks with stack 1, stack 2, right through. Which stack are you talking
about?
Since
I'm on stack 4, article 4. Stack 4, Article 4, dementia, Big Pharma.
You have a document cam, guys.
See where it says that dementia and drug companies, Article 4, eating less may slow down progression of dementia. Now, I just happened to find this article. This came out a couple of days ago. But there are literally dozens of these articles that talk about the power of eating less calories. If you want to make a statement to the New World Order, make it this way. Don't eat so many calories. And how do you restrict yourself from calories with ease? Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Watch what happens to your appetite. As you start to put supplements, as you start to put nutrition into your body, you will naturally wean yourself off of calories, and there is no faster way to improve your longevity, increase your lifespan, improve the symptoms of degenerative disease than to eat less calories. There was another right after that article. There's another one that came out a couple of days ago about lecithin and eggs. Eggs are one of the most powerful foods a human being can eat. In fact, I'd go so far as to say, as far as whole foods go, there is no whole food more powerful and more benign and non-toxic than the humble, simple little egg. Yet we're told, to this day we're told, not to eat eggs, not to eat a lot of eggs, not to eat the yolks of eggs. This article came out a couple days ago talking about lecithin in eggs. Lecithin is a high-powered nutritional-like ingredient that's very important for brain health. If you want to protect yourself from Alzheimer's disease, eat eggs, and a lot of them. And by the way, because lecithin is very important for the absorption of fats and fatty vitamins and minerals, if you want to protect your heart, eat eggs. And this gets us to the whole cholesterol idea. You there, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now there's I sent you an article on, I don't think I sent you this one. Do you know there's a new class of cholesterol drugs coming out? They're not satisfied with the statins. Now they're going to have a super statin drug that comes out,
Well, I've talked to brain surgeons that have seen people on statins. It literally eats your brain.
Because cholesterol is a key building, no, cholesterol is the key building substance in the body. It is the key anabolic substance in the body. Alex, you know what makes a vegetable different from a human being or an animal? The fact that we can move. And vegetables don't make cholesterol. Only human beings and animals make cholesterol, because cholesterol is a vital compound for producing muscle, for producing movement, for producing action, for producing neural activity. Cholesterol is your biochemical of youth and growth.
This sounds
and
like the ravings of a fascist.
Just look at any biochemistry.
No, you're
bro.
Evil. I mean, I don't want to hear scientific facts. It's extreme. There's no way the government and the media would not tell me this. They care about me.
All right, doctor cares.
And plus, you're on a guy's show that Rachel Maddow says that we say WASP, alien WASP, run the planet. So, of course, it's not true, but she's on mainstream television. It must be. Sometimes I think giant wasp maybe run Rachel Maddow. All right, folks, it's a joke. If you just tuned in, Rachel Maddow says that I say that aliens run the UN from an underground base.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com. Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted.
All right, there you go. We can't be trusted. He equates the people with the government. He says it's your government. That's what tyrants always say. They say that in North Korea. We watch government throughout history and in modern times doing horrible things everywhere. Always the most dangerous force. Always what special interests use to enslave. Always to destroy human liberty. Always to take health choices away. Always to dominate. Humans either ascend by what they do and what they produce, and then you have incredible civilizations where science and literature and beauty and honorableness is exalted and the societies just excel. Then their kids become decadent, their kids become evil, and the cycle goes back into bondage. And we're going into that right now. But look, I've seen my family and friends do the InfoWarsHealth.com routine with the longevity products with incredible results. I've only stuck my toe in because I've done something I've never done. I do about 20% of what I should, and it has revolutionized my brain, my skin health. I lost like 40 pounds and quit doing a lot of it, going back on it, losing weight again. It's not even designed for weight loss. But as a gardener, I know this. You have to plant rose bushes in a certain type of soil. They have genetics, just like humans. You have to plant them in the right soil, and then they have to have the right nutrients, the right natural fertilizer, or they'll die. And a doctor, I guess a botanist, a doctor of plants could say, the roses are dying because they've mutated, and they're molting, and they are not producing flowers and dying because they have bad genetics. No, if the rose bush doesn't get the nitrogen and the things it needs, the three or four things it needs, the sunlight, the water, the nitrogen, it's not going to grow. And then it's going to become diseased as it just tries to keep its roots alive, and then it's going to die. And that's what's happening with humans. And instead they go, oh, you're dying because of your genetics. Yes, you're dying because your genetics are predisposed, bathed in a radiation chamber, eating GMO with its own pesticide in it. The same thing happening. Why do they do tests on rats and pigs? Because rats and pigs genetically, with drugs, respond the same as humans. They don't do it on dogs. They don't do it on whales. They don't know it. Pigs operate more like us than even a chimpanzee in many studies. So they do it on pigs. If you take the hormone, a lot of people do thyroid. It's from a pig a lot of times. And folks, they put pigs on this stuff and it kills them. They know exactly what they're doing. Ben Fuchs, we're going to break here. I'm going to keep you a little bit in the next hour, but they know what they're doing, don't they?
I'm not a genius. I just read biochemistry books. You know, all this information, everything I'm talking about is right on the internet. If you look up PubMed or go to ScholarGoogle.com or pick up Leninger's biochemistry or Guyton's pathology, there's all kinds of...
What about my rosebush analogy?
It's exactly the way it is. You know what else? The rosebush not only will be unhealthy, but the animals that eat the rosebush or that eat the vegetation or that eat the plants, they'll be unhealthy as well. And this is why today, these days, you can't get what you need from eating the four food groups. You can't get what you need by simply eating food. It's why you got to get yourself on a nutritional supplement program if you want to maximize this God-given, amazing human body.
I don't believe it. No one should go to InfoWarsHealth.com.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Yeah. Shut up. I apologize for having this extremist on. It's not true. Brain cancer's up. We should all have our brains removed. That will fix the cancer. I love Rachel Maddow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.